As promised, we're joined right now by a cornerback for the Indianapolis Colts. Seven tackles, two passes defensed, and an INT in Sunday's win over Houston. 21 tackles, three passes defensed, and that interception for the season. 18 passes defensed in 2012. That tied for the most in NCAA Division II ball. He was the 127th pick overall in 2014 out of Lindenwood. The Colts are 4-2. They're in first in the AFC South, and they're at home against Denver, 1 p.m. Sunday on CBS. Pierre Desir is my guest. Pierre, it's been a while, but it's good to have you back. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. Good to have you. So I know you're already thinking about Denver this weekend, but if you could you go back to Sunday for a minute? You're going up against the Texans. You're getting ready to face DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson. What were the keys for you, and what was your mindset going into that game?
For me, my mindset was that they're going to make plays. You know, they have an electric offense. Hopkins is one of the best receivers in the league, so they're going to get their plays. But for us, we just knew we had to limit the big plays as far as the secondary, just stay on top, just pay attention to our keys and play our technique, and we knew we were going to come out with victory if we did all those.
Pierre Desir is my guest. So in the fourth quarter, you guys were up 28-16, but Houston was driving. Then on first down, you came up with a huge interception. What did you see on that play, and how pleased were you to make that play and come down with it?
We were in zone coverage, and my eyes were on the quarterback the whole time. So once I saw the receiver sit down and I saw the back come out to me, I just read the QB's eyes and I just jumped the play, got the ball. Definitely was a momentum builder. And anytime we can give our offense the ball back is definitely going to help us win. And I was just trying to go out there, do my job, and I just read the QB's eyes.
The fact is, Pierre, that was a huge play and a huge momentum changer. But the thing is, you didn't practice last week due to injury, yet you were still able to get on the field and play every single defensive snap and have that big impact. Your teammates talked about how much that inspired them. How were you able to do that, actually, not to practice at all and then show up that way?
It was the mental preparedness, being prepared, being in the meetings, being in walkthroughs, being out there in practice with the guys, even though I wasn't practicing. So making sure I took the mental aspect out of it. And then when I got on the field, just making sure that I put myself in position to make plays. And I wanted to show my teammates, you know, if I'm able to go out there, I'm playing for them, playing for the team. And it was a great team win. And, you know, we're very happy about it, but we have to move on to Denver.
We're talking to Colts cornerback Pierre Desir. You got to move on to Denver, but I want to ask you about the defense. The last two games, you guys have faced Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes and come out with a couple of wins. There are not very many defenses in the league that can do that. What's to say about that defensive unit and how good your team is?
I'll say it all starts up front. Our D-line has been getting to the quarterback, and they've been causing havoc, allowing us to be able to make plays. And we hustle to the ball, so this the combination of that and us just paying attention and playing our defense, not really trying to fall in the trap of what the offense is doing, just doing our jobs and doing our assignments and flying around and having fun. And you see that on the field when guys are making tackles, we're celebrating. So, I mean, it starts up front, but, you know, everybody contributes and everybody hustles to the ball. And that's why we've been successful.
You know, it's not just the defense either, as well as you guys are playing. What about Jacoby Brissett? He had a career-high 326 yards passing, four TDs. How impressed and how proud were you of the way he showed up?
You know, we've been seeing this. And we've been seeing how Jacoby played in practice, training camp. So we knew what he was capable of. And like I said, anytime on the defense you're able to put the ball into an offensive hand like Jacoby and the offense that we have, it puts you at ease knowing that they're going to go out there, they're going to put up points, they're going to drive the field, take time off the clock. So he's been playing lights out, and we all believe in him. We all trust him, and he's been leading us.
Pierre Desir is my guest. You know, you had a great tweet, I thought, after the game. It was a photo of you and your guys in the end zone, and the caption read, "Live for the moments you can't put into words," end quote. Knowing the journey that you've taken to get here, how special are moments like those on Sunday?
Those moments are moments that you won't ever forget, especially with guys that you've been grinding with for years, training camp. It just means that much better to be able to celebrate those moments with your teammates. And you know, like you said, just the journey that I went through, just putting it all in perspective. And I got to enjoy everything, every win, every victory. And just I'm trying to do it with my teammates. And those are the moments I definitely won't forget.
It's such a great message. You know, in fact, when I talk about that journey, you came on this show back in May of 2014, and we talked about the fact that you didn't get into football until high school, and then you went to a smaller college, and you were drafted, but a lot has happened for you since then. You were drafted by the Browns. You played for them in 14 and 15. Then you went to the Chargers and Seattle. At one point, you were cut 3 times in 7 weeks. Looking back, what was that experience like for you, and did you think your career might be over at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I grew a lot during those times of being cut multiple times, 4 times total. And I learned a lot about myself on what I needed to do as a player, as a professional. You know, there's always times you have doubts, especially being cut multiple times. But I surround myself with positive people and great family that encouraged me to continue to push for my dreams. And that's what I did, and just continue to fight. Never wanted to really give up the dream, but there's adversities that hit, and you know, you just got to be focused and have a good positive outlook, and just, you know, take whatever opportunity you can when you get the opportunity to.
So Pierre, like when that was happening and you were getting cut and you kept hearing it's a numbers game, it's a numbers game, it's just a numbers game, what did you think when you heard that, and what kind of a mentality and approach did you develop coming out of that?
After being released from Seattle, I took upon myself to look and see what was I doing wrong. Because most of the times you blame the teams, you blame the coaches, or the players don't like you, or something like that. And so I just had to change my mindset on what I need to do as a professional, study better, whether it's, and then with my nutrition, just trying to be overall pro and putting that mindset that it's not going to happen again. And I stayed positive through the ups and downs when I was able to come to the Colts in 2017. Just staying positive, and I think that's definitely what helped me, even though I was, you know, cut multiple times.
Pierre Desir joining me for a couple of more moments. So it all paid off. Right back in March, you signed a 3-year contract. You have clearly established yourself with this team. So do you feel like now you have finally arrived in the league, or do you still approach it every single day like, I could get cut, I got to earn this job every day?
Yeah, I definitely approach it as any, you know, I have to be on my P's and Q's, that I have to fight, because you never know, and I never relax even with having a contract, and I know that comes with even a bigger responsibility, and just have to keep that same, you know, chip on my shoulder from being a D2 athlete, being cut multiple times, and just keeping that attitude every day.
So final thought, you knew that if and when you made it, that if you were in a position to give back, you were going to give back. And because of all your hard work, that dream is now reality. As an example, you gave money to your high school, Francis Howell, for a new fitness center. They recently had you back for a ribbon cutting, and the students there were chanting your name. What was that moment like, and what does it feel like and mean to you to be able to give back now?
It was a special moment to be able to see all those kids, teachers, just everyone out there in support. My high school is definitely a big part of my life, and I definitely wanted to give back to them to show my appreciation for everything that I've learned, you know, in life. And I use those same methods that I was taught in high school in my current, you know, right now. So just wanted to give back and show them my appreciation, and that I, you know, I care about them, that I'm always be there for them and try to help them any way I can.
Yeah, an interception in Sunday's big win over Houston. The Colts are 4-2. They're first place in the AFC South, and they're at home against Denver on Sunday. Hey, Pierre, maybe you and I don't go 5 years before our next conversation. Good to have you back.
Right.
Let's do it sooner.
I appreciate it, man. Have me back on next time.
You too. Thanks, Pierre. Appreciate it. Pierre Desir, great story. So he had come on in 2014 and has had quite a journey. Ends up in Indianapolis, 3-year contract, making plays, and a very well-respected member of that defense. And they are in first in the AFC South, at home against Denver, Sunday, CBS, 1 p.m.